If you are experiencing the ending of a relationship, the ending of an opportunity, the ending of an identity, the completion of a segment of your life, then this, my friends, is especially for you.
Welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. It's your host, Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and this is the podcast where we put happiness first. I help high-achieving, deeply passionate healthcare professionals like you rediscover their happiness and their freedom. Join me in conversations with experts to uncover our unique definition of happiness and answer the question, is there really such a thing as work-life balance? If you've heard yourself saying, you know, I'll be happy when, well, my friend, the time is now. Time to step out of the busyness of your life and time to step into the business of happiness.
Hello and welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. I am so excited to be with you here today. Today is going to be such a phenomenal day. I'm here recording this episode on the day of the solar eclipse here in Maine, April 8th, 2024, and it is so exciting. I mean, people are flocking to our state, guys. So cool. The energy is palpable to be able to witness the solar eclipse in our state. Even our schools literally ended early. The kids' schools are ending 3 hours early so they can go out and see the eclipse. It's crazy town. It's so exciting. And it's such a fitting day for me to be sharing with you the closing of one door and the opening of another. The ending is just the beginning. Because in every ending, there's the gift of new beginning. In every death, there's the gift of birth. You know, I think we fear endings so unreasonably because actually every beginning is predicated by an ending. See, we were told to believe, and this kind of just the way that society has fed this to us and our parents raised us and our religions taught us, that you're born and then you live your life and then you die. And so everything in the middle is so precious and so urgent that the deaths feel so terminal and final. But really, we can look at it with such different eyes. We can look at it with the perspective of our own experience. When you look over your life, don't you witness that every time something ended, something beautiful began? And in those moments when it's so painful and uncomfortable to be in the ending, the completion of something, it's hard to see. But the birthing of something new is just around the corner, because in that vacancy, in that vacuum, something spectacular has an opportunity to arrive. And we get to color in the lines. We get to create our own reality in that moment. There's opportunity and empowerment in that moment, in that ending. I've experienced so many endings in my life that have felt so uncomfortable. You know, I'm thinking about a big one in my profession was when I sold my practice in 2011. After I had only had this beautiful practice for about 7 years, it was my dream to have my own private practice. And I had to sell this practice. I chose to sell this practice, and it felt like defeat. It felt like I had failed myself. It felt like an ending of a dream. I had wanted this beautiful dental practice, this orthodontic practice. I finally got there, and I was so overwhelmed and unhappy, and I chose to sell my practice. And in that ending, it felt so miserable. I could never have imagined the enormous gift of what laid around the corner. Isn't that always true? When we're in the middle of the pain of the ending, we are so blinded by the opportunity that's lying around the bend. And it wasn't even the ending that I thought it was. Now, that's another great point. I thought it was the ending of my clinical career, and that was so far from the truth. I thought it was the ending of my owning a business, and that was so far from the truth. I thought it was at least the ending of my owning of a dental practice, and that was so far from the truth. Other endings that I can imagine having felt so, or not imagine, I remember having felt so painful and so terminal was when my brother died. My brother passed away in 2016. I thought that was the end of our relationship, the end of his life, the end of Douglas, the end of an identity I had that was attached to Douglas, and nothing could have been further from the truth. It opened up this world of new possibility for me to engage with him in a different way, for me to have a relationship with him in a different way, for me to honor him and see him in a different way, in a much more beautiful, loving way than I ever could have when he was alive. Other painful endings I'm remembering now are ending of relationships, whether they're professional relationships. You know, sometimes it's somebody you've worked with for a long time, or you've felt a connection with at work, or at least gratitude in terms of their contribution, especially if you're a business owner or you need somebody's, you know, four-handed dentistry. We need another person to support us in delivering our care. And when that person who you've created that relationship with, especially in a space of service and delivering care, leaves, feels like a death, like an ending, a wounding. And yet, I wonder if you've had that experience in your life. Can you look back and see how it opened the door for somebody else to step in, for a new opportunity to step in? COVID was such a great example of this in our businesses. We thought it was the end of the way we were delivering dentistry. And wow, what a beautiful new opportunity in terms of technology and the way we saw our businesses and opening up time and space for ourselves opened up for us. That ending was only an opportunity for great beginning. I think one of the reasons we fear endings is because we don't yet see the phenomenal opportunity in the vacuum in the space that the ending is making available to us. We get so comfortable with the safety of knowing what is. And sometimes that safety and that comfort will keep us from ending things when we really know we should. You know, when you've held on to a relationship for too long, and you knew long before it ended that this wasn't something that needed to close, a chapter in your life that needed to close. Sometimes we sit in the suffering and the discomfort for so long because what we see as being our current situation feels so much safer only because it's what we know. The devil you know is so much better than the devil you don't. Is that the saying I'm evoking right now? It's not true, because the opportunity lies in what's around the corner. Another reason we fear endings is because of an idea of scarcity or limitation, right? We think that there's not enough to go around. We think that this was my one opportunity, and if I end this opportunity, I've lost this path. Once again, not true. I'm a living example of that. I ended my business ownership. I sold my practice for very, very good reasons, multiple reasons that I knew years before I sold it. Years before I sold it, I knew that this was not going to be a long-term good space for me. And yet I held on for so long because of the fear of what it implied in terms of that dream. Well, what if this is the one time I get this opportunity? How many times have you told yourself that? If I say no to this, it doesn't feel quite right. But if I say no to this or I end this, then will I ever get XYZ that I've always been dreaming of? And that's a scarcity mindset. There's only so many of these things to go around. And it makes sense because our minds are taught to live in the space of limitation and scarcity. Hold on to what you got. You never know what tomorrow brings, but never know what tomorrow brings always evokes this fear of some terrible incident about to happen. What if what's about to happen is phenomenal? And it's so fascinating to me because we don't always learn from our own experience. For a moment, look back on your own experience. You know that saying, hindsight is 20/20? When you look back over your experience, you realize, oh, everything was happening the way it should. I didn't get that job opportunity because I wasn't experienced enough. I didn't meet that person at that time in my life because I needed to understand myself a little bit more. That pregnancy didn't last because I needed to be in a better place financially. And now, look at all these great things that opened up for me because I didn't and I wasn't able to fully see that scarcity is a lie. There's always more. There's always more. And when you look over your life, can you see that? Can you see that there is always more? Scarcity is just something that's been fed to us from society, from consumerism, and fueled by urgency. Take action now because it's going to run out. This opportunity won't be here tomorrow, but the opportunity is always there tomorrow. It's always there. Maybe in a different form. Maybe in a form that's more aligned for you. I think we fear endings because we get catapulted into the unknown. And the unknown is scary. It feels safe to stay in what we know, even if it's not the best place to be. But here's the truth. All possibility lives in the unknown. That's it. Possibility does not live in what we know. Possibility lives in the unknown. All growth and expansion and greater opportunity lives in the unknown. You had to experience an ending to your childhood in order to welcome the huge fruit and beauty and incredible opportunity of being a teenager. You had to end that part of your life of being a teenager in order to step into the wonder of adulthood. And same goes with every ending that you process in your life. The ending of relationships welcomes opportunity for new relationships, even if and especially if that relationship is with yourself. And so each small death becomes a welcoming of a new birth. And the beautiful thing about that is you're safe in those endings because your growth lies in endings. Because you're not starting from scratch. Every time something ends, you're starting from experience. You're starting that new birth, that new growth, that new opportunity, that new window opening from experience. That's the magic of endings, is we bring with us all the knowledge that we accumulated in the phase or the segment before the ending. You're starting fresh with knowledge of what is aligned to you. Every job opportunity that ended, you came out of saying, well, now I know what I want and what I don't want. Every relationship that ended, you came out saying, wow, there was some beautiful components to that relationship. I know I want those. But there were some things that next time I wouldn't choose. Wow. What wisdom we bring to new beginnings. And the wisdom is only possible because of the endings. What's so cool is the possibility that lies in the unknown. And here's the magic. The magic is when you can allow for endings, yes, they'll feel sad, and the sadness and is completely warranted. Enjoy the sadness. I say that, you know, tongue in cheek, because I know none of us enjoy being sad, but it's a human emotion of value. So be with it. Be sad in the ending. And can you bring with that sadness, that completion, a sense of optimism and trust, enthusiasm and hope and wonder? Because when we hold a space for enthusiasm, wonder, excitement even, and gratitude for all the learning and the knowledge from the previous experience, when we can do that, that's when we make great decisions. When we step into a new experience, when something ends and we step into a new experience and we step into it with fear and trepidation and the need to hold on to things, right? Like resistance to change, that's when fear makes us make decisions that aren't always good for us. That's when that scarcity and that trepidation, anger, resentment for change, anger and resentment for the ending of a certain phase or part or portion of your life, that's when we start making decisions out of a space of fear and limitation. Even as we're going through different changes in our bodies as we age, every one of them can be welcomed. Every one of them. Many of my friends right now, myself included, are going through perimenopause, menopausal changes. And once again, it's the ending of something really significant. But it's also the blossoming of something wholly new and exciting. And we can look at this phase of our lives in either light, as an ending, a disaster, and definitely sadness, but we could try to hold on to it and resist it and fear it and dread it. And every time we do, it puts us in this energetic space of victimization, right? Like, this is happening to me and I have no control over it. And when we feel like we don't have control, we get really scared. Or we can look at it as an opportunity and stepping into a space of the unknown, of wonder and curiosity, excitement even. I don't know where I heard this, but somewhere I heard someone describing her hot flashes as energy surges. And I thought, just that one perspective shift. We can either look at hot flashes as punishing, as limiting us in terms of what we can do during the day or what we can wear or how we feel, or an opportunity for greater learning and a surging of energy, fueling ourselves. I mean, just that small perspective, do you see how it's rooted in a place of wonder and excitement and being open to the unknown as opposed to fearing what's happening, wanting to hold on to the past, wanting to resist change and ending? Because when we come into those new phases of our lives, new relationships, new team members, new job opportunities, new businesses we're starting, a new relationship with an intimate partner, maybe even a new relationship with a loved one in the hereafter, a new relationship, we can see it as an opportunity for newness, for evolving, for growth, even if it's just in terms of our own mindset and our own hearts. Because when we come from this place of optimism and enthusiasm and wonder, we feel good. And when you feel good, you can do good. When you feel good, whole and safe, when you can offer your body that sense of safety, that's when you make great decisions, when things become clear, when choices become clear. When suddenly you're presented with new opportunities, and because you're in a space of wonder, excitement, clarity, safety, now your opportunities and your choices become clear in terms of what's best for you. They become clear in terms of what's in alignment with what's most true for you. And it's fueled by this experience from the preceding segment of your life. Isn't that phenomenal? That relationship that just ended taught you so much about you. It's exciting. You're not starting from scratch. You're starting from experience. Is there anything more incredible? Is there any more incredible way to step into something new than with a volume, a treasure trove of new information about you and what matters to you and what's in alignment for you and where your purpose lies? Even with something as scary as ending an identity in a profession. And that was a real experience for me too. When I stepped out of clinical dentistry after starting a new practice and then growing it to the biggest orthodontic practice in Maine, and then stepping away from it at the height of my career to go into this beautiful place of sharing the truth with you and supporting incredible healthcare providers like you, it was a death of an identity of me. It was an ending. But I stepped into this new beginning with a wealth of experience, a wealth of knowledge of what mattered to me, and enormous intellectual experience, enormous opportunity to share that wealth of experience with you. I mean, what a beautiful way to begin. Imagine for a moment that whatever ending you're experiencing right now, because here is the other truth. The only consistent thing in life is change. That means every single day, month, year, decade, we are experiencing an ending and a beginning in all facets of our lives. Our physical bodies, our health, our relationships, our business, our identity of self. Every single moment is an opportunity for an ending and a new beginning. And imagine for a moment that you can, in the next ending that you experience, come to that ending with this beautiful excitement for the beginning that follows. What if it doesn't end at the ending? Because it doesn't. It never does. It's simply a moment of transition and beginning. The next small death you experience, you can remember this episode and start from a place of curiosity. Curiosity immediately brings us out of fear. I wonder what's going to be next. I wonder what lies ahead. That's all we need say. Your front desk office manager just gave her 2 weeks' notice. She's been working for you for 17 years. I wonder what incredible new person will come into this practice. You just stepped away from a teaching position in an academic institution where you had taught for 27 years. Wow. I wonder what lies ahead next. You just ended a relationship with an intimate partner. Maybe you had experienced a family together. Wow. I wonder what lies ahead. What incredible new opportunity for understanding myself even more lies ahead. And once you've reached for curiosity, what if you also gave yourself an opportunity to reach for gratitude? Gratitude for what was, gratitude for what completed, gratitude for the possibility around the corner. Gratitude for knowing that every single moment, it doesn't matter what is ending, you are safe. You are loved. You are whole. You are enough. And giving yourself that reassurance in the change in the midst of that ending is everything your body needs. Reminding yourself in this moment, I am safe. And then lastly, can you introduce a little sense of awe at the way endings herald new beginnings every single time? The day ends only for the beautiful moon to rise. The moon sets only for the sun to rise. And so every ending is heralded with a new beginning, a new opportunity, and it's always spectacular. Always. It's always spectacular because every time it offers new learning and new insight, every single time. No matter whether it's an experience where you're dancing on a cloud, so happy, having so much fun, or you're on the floor crying in the bathroom, both opportunities to know more about yourself. And isn't that the whole point? That we're traveling through this beautiful life experiencing, knowing and understanding ourselves and the truth of what is true to us. Oh, so exciting. Such a good day. Such a good day. I hope that wherever you are, you're enjoying this day, whether you're able to listen to this somewhere in the month of April and experiencing the power of this cool solar eclipse, or you've stepped into a new segment, new opportunities, and now this message is ringing true for you, because I really believe there are no coincidences. I believe you're hearing this message for a reason. You happen to tune in to the Business of Happiness on this day and pick this episode, and there are no coincidences. This message is meant for you. Welcome this new phase. Welcome this new beginning. Because you are so worthy of it. You are enough. You are exactly where you need to be. And it's only going to keep getting better. Because when you feel good, that is when you can do good. And you deserve to feel incredible. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Business of Happiness podcast. If this episode brought you new perspective and value, I invite you to subscribe so that you catch all upcoming episodes and leave us a review. And if you know of a friend or colleague who could benefit from this perspective, share this episode with them and empower their day. For more information about the Business of Happiness and the Radical Happiness for Practitioners course, find me on www.thebizofhappiness.com. See you there.